Mishnah Yomi. We're learning a Maseches Brachos, and we are in the at the second Mishnah in the fifth parak. So says the Mishnah, a continuation of the discussion of the laws of Shmon Esrei of Tefillah, Maskirin Gvuras Kishamim B'Tchiyas Samesim, that we mentioned God's ability to bring rain of Mashiva Ruach Umorid Hageshem. That that addition that's recited following Sukkos, we start Shmini Atzeres. So we mentioned God's power, God's ability to bring the rain and the wind in the second bracha of the Shmon Esrei, in the bracha of Tchiyas Hameisim. This is a shevach. This is a not a bakasha, not a request. This is just praising Hashem, God's capacity, His ability to cause the rain to fall. So that's mentioned in the second bracha. However, v'sholim hagishomim v'birchas hashanim. But to actually, the bakasha, the request that we make that it should rain, so that that's made in the middle section of the Shmon Esrei, the three sections of the Shmon Esrei. The first three brachos are shavach, are praise. The last three brachos are hodah, are thanks, gratitude. And the middle brachos, the middle 13 brachos, so those are bakasha, those are requests. So in the bracha, Birchas Hashanim, where we ask for our livelihood, so that's when we make the request that it should rain in Israel. We think about the fact that we need the crops to grow. It should be a good, positive growing season, and clearly the rain is critical for that. So that that request, V'sein Tal Matali Vracha, that we recite during the winter, that's said in this bracha of Baruch Aleinu, Birchas Hashanim. Havdalah, what about on Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, when do we throw in the Havdalah, the paragraph of Atah Chanontano? So here there's a machlokas. The first opinion, the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Mishnah is Bechonin Hadas. It's in the first bracha that's recited in the Bakasha section, in the section of requests in the Shmona Esrei, Atah Chonin Adam Das. In that section, that's when we say the Havdalah. The Bartnura quotes the Rishami, Mipneima Tiknu Havdalah B'chonin Hadas. Why specifically in that bracha? Shem Ein Dea Havdalah Minayin. If you don't have knowledge, so where? How do you understand the notion of separating? How can you be able to distinguish between what is chol, what is mundane, and what is kodesh, and what is holy? And therefore, to make that distinction, so you need das, you need wisdom, and therefore we express that wisdom. We mention this notion of havdalah of atachanotano in that brach of atachonin. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva omeris brach of revius b'fnei atzma. No, this is such a significant idea that it gets its own distinct bracha, similar to on a fast day when we say anenu. So we know that the chazen, it's its own distinct, separate bracha. Everyone else, when they dive in their private Shmona Esrei, they throw it into Shema Koleinu, but the chazen himself has his own distinct, separate bracha. Here as well, says Rabbi Kiva, the Havdalah is going to receive its own distinct, separate bracha. And Rabbi Eliezer, Omer of Lezer, the third opinion, he says that we say it behodah, that we say the idea of Havdalah at the end of the Shmon Esrei, in the brachos of that conclude the Shmon Esrei, where we express our gratitude to Hashem, in the bracha of Modim, says the Tosas Yontov, Pirush Kodem Shiachdom Berachas Modim, right before you conclude the bracha of Modim of Atoshim Chol Lachana Elohodos, we say it there. Why? Tamo B'pnei Shemoda L'Shem Shezika Oso Lahavin Lahavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. Because you're expressing gratitude that you have the capacity to differentiate between what is kodesh and what is chol, as opposed to the first opinion, you're expressing that gratitude, or you're expressing the notion of separation in the bracha of atachonim, gives you the capacity to have that wisdom, where you ask for wisdom. Here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's at the end where you're expressing gratitude that you have wisdom to be able to differentiate between kodesh l'chol. That's when you say the havdalah. Of course, we follow the Tanakhama. We follow the first opinion, And our custom is to say the Atachonantanu in that fourth bracha of Atachonin. The next Mishnah Gimel, Ha'omer al kan sibor yagio rachamecha. Here the Mishnah is saying certain things that are considered to be very inappropriate, things that we tell the individual that they're not allowed to do. So the one thing is if a person prays and says, God, you have such mercy, look at the mercy that you extend to the bird's nest, to a bird, invoking the mitzvah of Shuach HaKan, of separating, sending away the mother bird before you take the eggs. So there's different opinions as to what exactly the criticism is. It sounds like a nice thing, like how God wants us to be so compassionate, you have to send away the mother bird, but it gives the impression that that perhaps we're only praising God when we agree with what he says. That if it's a mitzvah that resonates with us, then we praise Hashem. But if it's a mitzvah that we find uncomfortable, so then we're not so fast to praise Hashem. So no, we accept all the mitzvahs, whether we agree with them, whether they resonate, whether we understand it or not. So we don't just limit our praise to what we personally think is acceptable. That is not an appropriate thing to do. Rather, we praise Hashem for everything, and therefore a person should not specifically only praise Hashem for a mitzvah that they agree with. Furthermore, Val Tov Yizkor Shemecha, that on the good that you do, your name should be remembered. This also is not appropriate, because later on in the ninth parak, we're going to learn that you have to praise Hashem for everything, both the good and the bad. Right? When a bad thing happens, we say Baruch Adayin Emes when someone passes away, even though we don't agree, even though it's very painful and hurtful. Nonetheless, we don't understand God's ways, and we need to recognize God's decisions and to offer our expression of wonder at all that God does, and to praise Hashem in every moment. And therefore, if a person only seems to praise Hashem al atov on the good, that's also not appropriate. And also the Mishnah says modim modim mishtakin also. Also, if someone says modim modim, someone thank you two times, that's also, we quiet them down. That's not good. That's not appropriate, because it seems like there's more than one God. Thank you to this God and thank you to that God. One time we say modem, only to Hashem. Again, even though the person maybe had intent to praise Hashem by saying modem, modem, but its appearance is somewhat questionable and concerning, and therefore that is not allowed. Concludes the Mishnah. Ha'over lefnei ateva v'ta'a. A person was leading the davening, the chazan, was doing chazaras hashatz, and they made a mistake, and they're unable to continue. There's no siddur, let's say, in front of them, and they're all confused, and they're you need to have someone else take their place. Yavor achir tachtav v'lo yisarvan ba'osa shah. So two things. So number one, the person should. If the gabbai, you know, appoints someone, says go up, you know, take over, you shouldn't refuse. Normally, you should refuse. Usually, if the chazan first, if the gabbai asks you to daven, so you know, you shouldn't be so quick to take the amid. You know, a little bit of humility, allow say let someone else have a chance, and that's what you do in general. You shouldn't be the person to run up and say I'm the best chazan, let me do the davening. You first. You normally refuse initially. However, when it comes to this particular situation, you're in the middle of the Shmon Esrei, and the chazan can't continue, and everyone's waiting. If you're asked, just go up and help everyone out and take over. Where do you take over? The Mishnah concludes, Minayim hu matchil, mitchila habracha shetaba. From the beginning of the bracha in which the person made the mistake. The person is in the middle of Slach Lon, Avinu Ki Chatanu, and at some point there, they got confused and they cannot continue. So the person takes over, begins at Slach Lanu, as opposed to the halach. The Gemara explains: if you made a mistake in the first three brachos, then you go back to the beginning of the Shmon Esrei. And if you make a mistake at the final three brachos, so then you go back to Ritzei, the beginning of those three brachos. But in the middle brachos, you don't have to go back all the way to Atachonin. If you made a mistake in Shema Kolin, you have to go all the way back to Atachonin. Rather, whatever bracha you're in Shema Kolenu, you're in Baruch Aleinu, you're in Slach Lanu, you just go back to the beginning of that bracha, and the new chazan continues from there.